Yeah, with guns, Gun Valley in Western Mass and through Connecticut is really where it all began. Industrial gun making started at the Springfield Armory a couple hundred years ago and spread around that region. And what was interesting is that it's still happening. There's still a very strong presence, and gun making right now is humming like it hasn't been in a long time.
How important is manufacturing firearms to the economy of Western Massachusetts and the region?
I think it's vitally important to Western Mass and the remaining region. Even though Massachusetts and Connecticut are outranked by other bigger states like California and Texas in the number of jobs in the gun-making industry, they rank one and two in the average salaries in that industry. And in total economic output, they're about fourth and fifth. So they're way above their size because, again, of these roots, because of the higher salaries in this region and the number of executives when you've got many companies headquartered here. And then you have this whole network of small suppliers and smaller manufacturers that rely on this industry for their livelihoods.
And I guess in your reporting, you found out that there really are more jobs than there are people to fill them with certain skill levels.
This is what's stunning. You know, if you look back 200 years ago, the Springfield Armory started this technological innovation, really, in terms of industry and advanced high-skill manufacturing labor. And that spawned a lot of other industries. Aerospace came to the region because of those high-skilled laborers. Automotive came to the region because of those skilled laborers. And now you're seeing the same thing, that there is a need for these workers. And what's remarkable in this time of a persistent high unemployment and runaway college debt, when graduates come out of school with lots of debt, is you have jobs that are going unfilled that pay very well in advanced manufacturing. And that's because the graduates are coming out of school without the skills that match what these needs are, which is a combination of IT ability and sort of innate mechanical ability, which young people don't get as much anymore now that they don't grow up, you know, messing with under the hood of their cars in the driveway.
Did you find that of the people who do work in the industry, there really aren't many gun owners in the bunch, at least in this area of the country?
That's what's kind of most revealing. I went into the gun factory sort of expecting to hear a lot of people on the lines talking about the Second Amendment and, you know, hearing the refrains that you hear a lot in the wider gun debate, the predictable refrains. And what I found in this story was far from predictable. It was nuanced, and that's kind of what I was in search of, the reality of it. At the factory where I spent a lot of time, about a quarter of the people who work on the line building rifles, only about a quarter of them are actual gun owners and people who regularly shoot. For most people, this is a job, and it's a good job, a good paying job in manufacturing, and a good reliable job. As one worker told me, holding up a rifle, this is my bread, this is my milk, this is how I put this food on my table for my family.
Are the restrictions in our region, especially now Connecticut right now just passing the new restrictions, is that having an effect on the manufacturers, or are they just, you know, shipping the guns out elsewhere?
That, I think, remains to be seen. What we've seen this week is a very small company in Connecticut announcing that they're leaving. But that, they have about 40 employees. I think the big companies, certainly the who've made some noise, like Colt in Connecticut, I think they're tethered to this region for important ways, and I don't see that changing. They've got the history of it. They've got, you know, so much of their operation is connected to this region, and most importantly, they've got the skilled labor here. You know, one of the revelations for me in actually getting a chance to build a rifle is that half the process is very high tech, and which presumably could be done anywhere, and half the process is very low tech and old fashioned 19th century, using some machinery and kind of artfulness that you need skilled workers who know how to do that. So I think it's very hard for bigger companies, more established companies, to uproot and leave the area, no matter what's happening in the wider political rhetoric.
So you see the tradition continuing for some time to come.
I do, and I think that's why you see these interesting dimensions to this, why politicians who maybe are out in front on gun control measures are working, as our governor here in Massachusetts did, to get $6 million in tax breaks for Smith & Wesson, one of the biggest, oldest gun makers, to get them to expand in that area, even though part of their expansion is because they're selling a lot of assault rifles now. So it's an interesting, complicated issue that is more complex than I think the wider debate where people's sides are so locked in than that allows.